Hello, I'm Henry.
And I'm Natty.
And we're both B Block pupils at the Dragon.
In this episode, we share our bun break with Mr. Phelps, who has been part of the Dragon community since he was a young dragon himself in 1972, alongside his brothers Will and John.
He left the Dragon at the end of A Block in 1978 and went to board at Clifton before going on to read biology and mathematics at Goldsmiths College, part of the London University.
After a year teaching in Peshawar, Pakistan, he then graduated with a PGCE from Fraser College, Oxford, and taught happily for a number of years at two Oxfordshire comprehensives. He went on to study an MSc in Education at Oxford University, graduating in 1997.
Mr. Phelps joined the Dragon as a teacher of maths in 1996 and was housemaster of Charlby House between 1998 and 2003. In 2009, his own two boys, Sam and Theo, joined the Dragon pre-prep.
Mr. Phelps has been deputy head of the Dragon since September 2004. After 18 years in post, Mr. Phelps will take on the role as the first ever Dragon Dean.
We talked to Mr. Phelps today from the Science Lab F.
Hello, sir.
Well, hello. Hello, Henry. Hello, Natty. Lovely to be with you both today. Thank you for inviting me.
You've worked at the Dragon for 25 years and were a young dragon here yourself. What are the biggest changes you've seen and what has stayed the same?
Right. Well, certainly since I started teaching at the Dragon, I think the major shift has been the boarding and the day community, because both when I was here as a boy and when I started teaching, they were quite separate communities in many ways. Now, with the advent of flexible boarding and day boarding and all sorts of things like that, I've noticed that the day children are quite easier to integrate with boarders than the boarders with the day children at a younger age. And I think that's a great step forward.
What made you return to teach at the Dragon and not to a different school?
Well, so I came back to teach the Dragon when I was about 30. And I think there were two things that made me think about it. I've been teaching comprehensives, which is older children, between the ages 11 and 18 for a long time. And I was finding that I liked to teach younger children for a start. And I also, in my previous jobs, I was teaching science and biology at A-level for the older children. And when I came to the Dragon, I was able to teach science, which I used to do then. I was able to teach maths. I was able to teach games. I was able to do all sorts of different activities as well. So there's a far broader range of opportunities for me. And that's really why I came, as well as the fact that the headmaster then, a man called Roger Trafford, I admired very greatly. And he was kind enough to offer me a position.
Both yourself and your youngest brother, Will, went into worlds of education leadership. How did the Dragon play a part in this career choice?
Well, I suppose throughout my family, as I look back, there's quite a lot of teachers. My great-grandfather, my father's an Oxford Don here, or was until he retired. And so I think that was always a possibility for us, the nature of teaching and what that gives, and the pattern of the year to a certain extent as well. I think when I came here to the Dragon, and I hope it's still the same now, there were great individuals who were teachers who really inspired me in particular subjects, whether that be in the classroom, outside the classroom, all sorts of ranges around the place. And I think it's those characters I met here and that inspiration which led me to think about it when I went to Clifton College, my senior school, and then subsequently as well when I went on to university.
Your role as deputy head changes this year as you become the first ever Dragon Dean. What does this mean in terms of how your role will change, and will we still see you around school?
Oh, Natty, what a nice question. Thank you for asking that. So I'll still certainly be around school. I'll continue teaching in the same way that I do at the moment, and I'll still be in the playground and around the place and doing all sorts of things. It will mean I'm not quite so involved in the day-to-day organisation and running of the school that I am at the moment, and I probably won't be quite so involved with some aspects of staff recruitment and things like that, which you guys don't need to be involved with. What I will be more involved with, though, is ensuring that our parents and our ODs and people like that are fully involved with the school more than they might be at the moment. I'll also be helping those children who attend the Dragon and have bursaries in order to help them attend the Dragon. You'll know in your year already, and I'll help with them, I hope, integrating into the Dragon way of life and a whole range of other things. But I'll still be very much around school and still teaching in the same way that I have been for many years.
My favourite time of year at the Dragon is the summer because it's the cricket season and cricket is my favourite sport. I also love reading under a tree in the sun.
And my favourite is the summer term because we get to enjoy the sun shining while playing tennis. This is also the term where we have sports day, which is where our reform groups come together and have fun.
What's yours, and did it differ as a pupil and as a teacher?
Yes, it did actually. So my favourite times in the academic year, I like the start of the autumn term. I think that's a lovely, exciting, because that sense that it's all ahead of you. I love that. I love the end of the autumn term with the Christmas sale, which I think is such a highlight and some really power towards. And then, of course, I think everybody enjoys the summer term. I know it's pouring rain at the moment, but normally to be out in the fields and to use all those facilities are the same. When I was here as a boy, I probably wasn't quite so keen on the beginning of the autumn term as I am now, but that's how it goes. The sale was in progress and was similar, although it's bigger and there are various changes, but it was still a focus point for us as children, very much so. And we did exact same as you guys do when you go down the Tunnel of Horrors and all those sorts of things, all sorts of bits and pieces like that were still in place when I was a child, and so I'm pleased to say it over the kids. So those would be the highlights, I think, and I would echo Henry what you were saying, and Natty as well. I think playing cricket on the fields is quite fun, and I used to meet Snappers, which is a very special group of children playing cricket, which I hope one day you two will both represent.
Outside of school, I enjoy spending my time with my pets and family. I also like doing art with my friends who always support me.
And I like doing cricket for my club, Wolverpit.
What do you do at the weekends and in your spare time?
Oh, Natty. I've got a house, I've got a family, I've got children, all that sort of stuff. So they mop up quite a lot of my time, and I'm very happy to do that as well. But when I'm not sort of doing home stuff, I have a slightly different hobby from most people in that I like restoring furniture. So I get broken furniture, usually chairs, and I restore them. And I'm particularly keen on doing something called recaning furniture, which is a small aspect of some chairs. You may have some cane chairs in your own home, but it's something I learned whilst I was a Dragon boy. I didn't learn it at the Dragon. My father taught me how to recane chairs and all that sort of stuff. And it's something that's been sort of percolating away in the background of my life forever and continues to be around me. So I like that idea of finding something that isn't quite in top condition and fixing it. And I do that particularly, as I say, with recane chairs. So my attic is full of broken chairs, which are yet to be restored. I have a very patient wife.
Trips and expeditions at the Dragon remain a huge highlight of our time here. I love when we all get together and know what it feels like to be a part of the Dragon community.
I remember when we went to Shotover for a geography field trip for our CE.
If you could take young dragons on a trip, expedition, anywhere in the world, where would you go and why?
Okay, well, thank you, Natty. I think I would like to take them on an outward bound camping sort of thing, and the places we might go to will be somewhere like Dartmoor or the Brecon Beacons or somewhere like that, or maybe the Lake District. So something in the UK, because I think that would take us away from the normal lives we lead here. I think it would take us away from all the technology that we have around us, which of course is, whilst being very useful, can also stop other things developing. So I think a trip like that. Now, having said all that, I can't say I go camping very frequently, as my children and my wife would confirm. But I think I can do a few days in the summer, and we'd have a lovely time doing something like that.
My favourite subject is maths, as it is the most useful subject for my future life.
Mine is Latin, because I get to experience the language, which has been used a long time ago.
Has maths always been the subject you enjoy most? Do you prefer to teach it or learn it?
Henry, so actually the subject I prefer out of all of them is biology, which is what I really did most of my degree in. I do enjoy maths, and I like it as a tool to help me analyse within biology, if you see what I mean, rather than just studying pure maths. Interesting, my father is a pure mathematician at Oxford, so he was very good at maths, and I think in a way that made me think, well, that's all very clever, but I think I'm better at biology. So I like biology, and I like biology because whenever I'm stuck at biology, I can look out of the window and I can think about biology. And I found I couldn't do that so much with maths or physics or chemistry and all that other stuff. Biology is all around us the whole time. And it sort of helped me to refocus on what I was doing at the time.
I'm most proud of the time I won the piano festival. What achievement are you most proud of?
Well, it sounds a bit corny, but I'm very proud of when the achievement my son's do. You know, I'm kind of okay with the stuff I do myself and things I've done in my life, and that's all fine. But I think what you find when you become a parent on the whole is that it's what your children are achieving, and if they are decent human beings. And I'd like to think that both Sam and Theo are both of those things.
My hero is Quinton de Kock, because he was born in a poor Cape Town, and through everything, he is now the keeper and opening batsman for the South African cricket team.
My hero is Kate Winslet, because she's not only kind but also brave.
Who is your hero and why?
Okay, so my hero is someone you may not have heard of, but others listening to this will have done. It's a lady called Lady Mountbatten of Burma, who died about 3 years ago. And she is my hero because she was involved in a very sad bombing, which very sadly killed her father, her mother, and indeed one of her sons, a boy called Nicholas Natchwell, who I was here at school with. And you'll know, we all know the Natchwell plaques in the dining hall. But the reason I'm particularly impressed by Lady Mountbatten and she's my hero is because despite having this awful tragedy happening to her, it was her strength of will and her generosity of spirit and her forgiveness, quite frankly, that she exhibited, and I'd have to say the rest of the Nashville family subsequent to that, about how you overcome these impossible, just impossible things. And she impressed me so much, and I was fortunate enough to meet her many times through the Dragon and through the Natural Foundations over the years, and she is my hero.
Lots of our Dragons and former staff will be listening to this interview. Can you share a memory of your time at the Dragon that will make them smile?
Yeah. Well, okay, so when I was a boy at the Dragon, I think, interesting, the one teacher who stuck out to me, so there are a number of teachers, but I must say, John Ellis, who we used to call San, she taught me English just for one term in the A block, because I had to move sets for all sorts of other reasons, and I always remember John Ellis teaching me English. But the thing is, I do remember, is I also learned to play Mahjong at the Dragon, which is a game that you two may not play much of, but when I learned to play Mahjong, we used to go to one of the boarding houses, and there was and we used to learn it on a Saturday lunchtime. And there was this occasion when I was sitting in this boarding house on the floor playing Mahjong, which is a sort of game with four of us, and the teacher was he was drinking beer at the time. This was at lunchtime on Saturday, just had a small beer, only a small little can of beer. Anyhow, I remember it not because he was drinking beer, but I remember it because he spilt his beer whilst we were playing Mahjong, and it went all over the carpet, and then he got his dog to come in, and his dogs came and licked up all the beer, and in doing so they knocked down our little Mahjong thing that we were playing. And it seems such a silly thing, really, in a way, but it amazed me, because we didn't have a dog at the time, that dogs did that sort of thing, and they drink it, and the dog wasn't drunk. You know what I mean? I couldn't believe it. So I remember things like that very well. I remember, this is going back as well, when I was a boy, when we used to have something called the tin can, which is where we used to have science going on. And I remember the stairway up and down to the tin can, and I remember being able to, which of course you weren't allowed to do, to slide down the banister
canisters because they were called, they weren't designed for that, but you could do that. I remember that. I remember also playing cricket. So it was the last one when I was a boy, and there was an area of the playground, which again doesn't exist now, between what was the tin can, which is sort of where Polly's tree is now, and a thing called the Skipper Hall. And there was a little sort of area of cricket where you could play playground cricket there, and you could really hit the ball hard, and it was in a sort of confined area. And I remember just a couple of shots when I got lucky, I just timed it perfectly and it just zoomed away. And it's those sorts of moments. I don't really remember learning a lot of maths and physics and biology and Latin and all those things. I'm sure I did learn lots of those, but I remember some of the individuals I met with, and some of those moments really stay with me.
If you could choose a superpower, what would it be, and what would be your superhero name?
Right, Henry, that's an interesting question. I think what I'd like to do, often I think this, at the end of a day, I'd like to go back in time and just adjust some of the things I said or I did. Because sometimes in the hurly-burly of it all, when you're talking a lot and quickly, you sometimes get nuances wrong, and I would like to adjust that. And I do think that's what sounds a rather odd superhuman power to have. But I would like to go back in time, and I can think of particular times I'd like to go back to, and change what I did or what I said, because I think actually it led to more complications and probably was slightly unkind as well. I hope that doesn't sound too ridiculous. What on earth I'd be called? I'd be called Back in Time Man. That would be me. Let's try for that. Thank you, Henry. Great question.
What have you brought to our school that makes it unique?
Natty, I've bought nothing that makes the school unique. It's what the school has brought to me, I think, which has changed me. Because when you come back to teach the Dragon as an adult, you change, because it's a different style of education to whatever you might have done for before. Whether you taught or not, coming to the Dragon, it changes us as children. When I was a child, it changed me, and it changes us as adults. And I would go so far as to say it changes the parents as well, in the way that they consider education for their children, and maybe in a broader way as well. So I wouldn't say that I have brought anything particular. However, if you're going to succeed at the Dragon as a teacher, you have to be buoyant and you have to be positive, and crikey, it makes a big difference if you're jolly. And I think those things I've learned over the years, you have to know better exemplified than in our own Mr. Scott.
How do you see the Dragon evolving in the future?
So I think that I mentioned earlier about the day boarding thing, I think that will continue to evolve, and I think more of our day pupils will experience boarding and they'll learn to love it in a way that it wasn't open to me as a child when I was here as a boy, but it is now far more, and it's going to become part of what we do. I think Dragon Quest has been a great innovation, and I'm delighted that so many dragons really enjoy it. So I think that sort of change in the way that we run the school has been very exciting. I do suspect that we'll look at some time at what we are teaching and the way we teach it. We'll continue to do it. And I think things like STEM, which are science, technology, engineering, and math, that area of education will evolve at a school like the Dragon. I think we've got enough about us to make that happen.
In one short sentence, what does it mean to be a dragon?
I think all dragons, above all else, they have to have a sense of purpose. They have to be, and that has to be informed by being kind and thoughtful and all those other things we have.
Thank you for sharing your runway with us today and answering our questions, Mr. Phelps.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, you two. Thank you, Henry, and thank you, Natty. It's been lovely to be here, and thank you to everybody who set all this up. I know we had to move rooms at one point, but that's all great. It's lovely, and I'm sorry. I hope I haven't kept you from your lessons. I know, Henry, you've got Latin, and Natty has to zip off to the library now. Thank you all very much for listening. Goodbye. Thank you.